Hello and welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here. And welcome, welcome, welcome to our Q&A call, our Thursday evening call. My name is Annika Constantine, and on behalf of the Healing Codes, I welcome everybody to this call. Today is June 10th, 2021. It is now 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And everything on this call is being recorded. The recording is available to registered members as a download from our website on dralexanderlloyd.com under free resources. Before we get started today, I want to give our disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. Since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we want to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Constantine. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concern that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Codes process or any of the other methods by Dr. Alexander Lloyd. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. Your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or for people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today we are asking those of you who have questions or are uncertain about part of the Healing Code to raise their hand and ask a question. Another purpose is to validate who want to tell us of their successes using the codes, because the storage encourages you as you do this work. When you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your own healing journey. All right, so welcome. It's a joy to be here with you all. And I'm just going to give you a few technical details so you can participate today. If you are with us via Zoom, you should see basically, or you have two options. One is by just pressing on the Q&A symbol or icon that you see on the lower bottom of the screen. And there you can just type in your question and I will then answer your question here. And of course, you can also raise your hand if you are on Skype. If you're on Zoom, you can, you should also see an icon that says to raise your hand, or I think by clicking on your name, you can raise your hand as well. If you are calling in from a phone, you can press *9 on your keypad and that will raise your hand here in the webinar. So before we move on to the actual Q&A part, I would like to open this call, as always, with doing a universal healing code with all of you. And you can take advantage of, doing this healing code together as a group, which is always a really wonderful and, as I think, a very profound experience as well. So let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to guide you through a few simple steps if you'd like to focus a little bit more in detail on a particular issue, perhaps that you've been working on either with the healing codes or with one of the other methods like trilogy, memory engineering, and so forth. Or perhaps there's something that just came up right now and that you would like to address, or you would like to take this opportunity to address it right now with us in a group. So whatever the case may be, you can follow alongside with me. I am going to close your eyes. If you would like to close your eyes as well, feel free to do so. And I'm just going to take you through a few steps. Now, if you have identified an issue, just look at that issue internally, just kind of tune into it, feel into it, and see how strongly you feel that issue. How much does it bother you on a scale from 1 to 10? What do you give it? And then when we take it a step further, ask yourself, how does this issue make me feel? And what we mean by that is the emotions connected to that, the negative emotions. Do you feel anger? Do you feel fear? Do you feel any type of negative emotion that you can think of? Just try to name it. It can be many, it can be just one or two, whatever the case may be. And then again, rate those emotions or beliefs that you have identified on a scale from 1 to 10. How strong are they? How much do they bother you? And then ask yourself, when I think of these negative emotions, is there a memory attached to that? Can I think of an earlier time in my life where I experienced the same set of emotions or beliefs? It doesn't have to be the same circumstances. What we care about is the internal experience. So the negative emotions, beliefs, thoughts, they're connected. And just see if anything pops up. You don't have to do a lot of digging, but if something does pop up, that would be a wonderful indicator that this memory is in particular connected to this issue. So I would encourage you to include that in your prayer and to pray for that memory to be healed first. All right, so I'm going to give you a moment to say a prayer from your heart, and then I'm going to say a prayer for all of us and guide you through the healing code. Go ahead and say a prayer. All right. If you haven't finished praying or your prayer, you can just continue even while you do the healing code, whatever feels most comfortable to you. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your issue that you have identified in any memories, would be found open and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Amen. All right, and just relax. Allow yourself to relax into this exercise as much as possible. Allow that love to fill you up. Allow that love in your heart to find anything that needs healing. And just trust your heart to find that for you. Trust the love of God to find it for you. And just relax into it. And we get started with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. And while we hold the healing code's positions, you may focus on a love picture. You may just relax. You may think of a truth focus statement to correct a negative belief that you're experiencing and to ease into that experience that you would like to have more in your life. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. And allow yourself to relax and to take in this wonderful healing and love and peace, whatever you desire. Just open your heart to that right now. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. All right, and you may rest your arms. If you'd like, you can place both hands over the middle of your chest, over your heart center. And take a few nice deep breaths. Process Send some more love to those things that you would like to see healed. Perhaps a prayer of gratitude. Focus again on that love for just a moment. And let it go. Give it up to your higher power, to God, to love. All right. If you have some water handy, you may drink some water. I'm going to do that right now. And again, I would like to welcome all of you to this call, to our Q&A call. It's wonderful to be with you all tonight. And again, I'm going to give you a few technical details. If you have questions, feel free to reach out either on the Q&A chat box that you should see here if you are with us on Zoom. And if you would like to raise your hand, you can, of course, do that to ask a question. I'm going to then unmute you here on Zoom. And if you are with us on or via phone, you can press *9 on your keypad to raise your hand to ask a question. All right. I'm going to be checking here if we have any questions submitted or if I see any hands. All right, I do see that someone raised their hand. I think this should be Paul. I'm going to open your line. All right, Paul, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm new to this, but I've been doing it for a little over 2 weeks now. And I find that sometimes as I'm practicing the healing codes, my hands will start to shake, vibrate like maybe 5 or 6 inches. Can you see me, my video or not?
I cannot.
I don't see it. Yeah, it's.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you could turn on your camera, but I don't have the opportunity or the capability to have your video here. I'm not sure if you could turn on your camera.
I guess not. I don't see a way to do it here. But
okay.
It'll be a shape of where they'll shake back and forth like maybe it's 6 inches.
Oh, wow.
More, and that just sort of naturally will happen. Now, I can inhibit that, of course, but basically I haven't been doing that. Is that an experience that others have had, and does it have any particular meaning?
Well, it's so interesting, Paul, that you mentioned that, and thank you for sharing and for asking that question. I've heard so many different things that have happened while people do their coding. And I have heard of that as well. So kind of like a, you know, vibration type of feeling. So I think you're not alone. Me personally, I will sometimes also feel like kind of like a tingling sensation in my hands or even my arms. So I think each person's experience is a little bit different, but I do see some overlaps. Now, as far as it meaning anything, there haven't been any studies to those phenomenons in particular. However, I personally do see it as some people are very sensitive to energy and you may be one of them. So perhaps it's just you feeling or, you know, sensing that energy kind of flowing through you. So I do take it as a sign that it works. So I'm not sure how you feel about it. Does it, you know, cause you any discomfort or is it just kind of like a sensation?
Sensation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually kind of embrace it. I think it shows that something's happening.
Yeah. Definitely. I think that's definitely what happens. So some people will, you know, have a sensation like you. Some people will yawn more while they do the codes or I've heard so many different things, but that one tends to be actually pretty common to feel that type of energy in some way, you know, be it by, you know, feeling some sort of tingling or, you know, sensation, perhaps even on the actual center. So yeah, I think it's that, just, you know, you're sensitive to that energy.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Paul. Do you have any other questions I can help you with?
Probably, but somebody else asked.
All right. Well, if you would like to ask another question, just raise your hand and I'm going to unmute you again.
Are you going to be doing these online Zoom meetings every week on Thursdays?
Yes, yes, they're going to be, well, we've been doing them for a while, and it's each Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's always with the same link that you signed in with today.
Thank you.
All right. Good. I'm going to mute Paul again, and I'm going to see if anybody else. Okay, I see someone named Claire. I'm going to unmute you. And I hope you can hear me. Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you, Claire?
Doing well. Thank you for hosting these. And in response to Paul's question, each person is different in how they're going to react or manifest this energy. And I think it's nothing to worry about. Some people may feel a tingling like you do, or a feeling of warmth or cool or vibration the way that Paul does. So I think it's just definitely a sign that things are working.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you for sharing, Claire. Do you have any question or any comment that you would like to share?
Well, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I have noticed that sometimes it won't be my hands, but in response again to Paul's question, it'll be my face. It's very interesting. It'll get very, very warm or very, very cool. And that to me is a sign that definitely issues are being brought up. And Paul, you may notice as you start out with one issue that you wish to resolve. In the middle of the healing codes, another issue pops up. And it's obviously related to the one that you started out with. And there's no reason why you can't work on them both at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely a very good comment as well, and that can happen. So I'm not sure, Paul, if you've experienced any of that, but I think our bodies, you know, a lot of times our bodies, and of course also our emotions, you know, there will be some sort of reaction, and some people are a little bit more sensitive to that. So you may feel, you know, the energy moving, you may feel a shift of some sort, another issue may come up even while you do your healing code. So yeah, there's a lot of ways healing can manifest. So thank you for that comment, Claire. I think that's very helpful. All right, Claire, you have any other question for now?
Well, not at the moment, except this one has to do with doing the healing codes for someone else. Mm-hmm. What I am getting ready to do is working with one of my cousins. She wishes to deal with the weight loss. Mm-hmm. Well, the weight loss issue is secondary to whatever the underlying issue is that caused her to be okay with putting on too much weight. And before I start addressing that with her, my first thought is for her to sit with the weight gain and then internally ask herself why it was okay to do that. I don't necessarily need to know what that internal issue was.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think that's easier for a lot of people because they may not feel comfortable sharing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but definitely you're right. There's definitely some underlying issue. And Well, she will become more aware. Maybe she doesn't even know at this point, but I think even just by doing the work, she will gain more insight. And, you know, she may have some memories pop up in that regarding the weight issues. So, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't necessarily have to share, you know, because it's all energy for sure.
Exactly. And that was what I wanted to verify and make sure of, because some people do want to share something. But what I found with a lot of people is that when they tell their story again, all it seems to do is reinforce the negative emotional charge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Very true. This is, I think this is the wonderful thing about this work, is that we don't have to rehash. And sometimes it feels good to just address it very briefly. You know, this is the issue and this is what I'm working on. But you're absolutely right. You can very well address things by not even, you know, expressing them verbally and be, well, on one level aware of what, you know, you have yourself discovered. But then we also, you know, we have to remember that most things are unconscious and subconscious. So we're not even really aware of everything that it entails and how the connections and, you know, how these issues developed. So yeah, that's a very good indicator. Yeah, for that as well.
Well, that's been my main argument vis-a-vis the traditional psychiatry, psychotherapy, talk therapy. These clients go into the psychiatrist and rehash all this stuff. And very oftenly, the psychiatrist will prescribe drugs, which mm-hmm. is oftenly not the best thing in the world, instead of resolving
mm-hmm.
terrible stress issues around the basic core issue, if they ever do get around to identifying what that was. And the other thing is, I think Dr. Alex is really on the right track. Some of these stresses, these issues, are not anything that necessarily happened in this lifetime. They could be mm-hmm. leftover stuff from ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And once that can get healed, that's huge. That is
yeah.
marvelous. And then we don't feel those stresses ever again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's so true what you say. I think, well, all of us, you know, we all have ancestral or generational issues, and it's so marvelous that even those can heal, you know, and we may not even know what they are. Most of the time we don't even know what they are, but you're absolutely right. So there's not even, you know, really a point in talking about some of these things because, well, we're not even aware of what they are. So yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, the other question I have with that was, I like to do a bit of prayer before doing any of the healing codes. Mm-hmm. And for ancestral issues, God knows what those are, even if we don't. So would you suggest perhaps a prayer for the healing of all of those, even though we may not know what they are, to happen, and for God to show us a sign once, and also let us know that this sign is from him, you know, and mm-hmm. it's not something we're making up out of wishful thinking or anything like that. A sign when those issues are healed.
Yes, yes. Well, absolutely. I would definitely say you could even dedicate a few healing codes just to that, to clearing and healing some of the ancestral issues that have been passed on. And you can definitely do that. I like that idea about, you know, asking God to give us a sign and to show us once we're healed. From my personal experience, when I've, you know, started healing some of my own ancestral, well, you know, issues that have been passed on to me, is what I've done is, for example, I would focus, for example, on my paternal line or my maternal line. And then what I would do is I would work on specific ancestors. For example, I would address my grandpa or my grandmother and so forth. And what I actually have found is that I felt once something was healed. So I personally, I even felt it very clearly in, you know, some emotional thing, kind of, you know, just healing. I just felt like this rush of healing when that happened. So it could be, you know, kind of like an internal sign, or it could even, like what you said, perhaps a more visible, even external sign. But in any case, I think it's just really marvelous what we can achieve as far as ancestral healing is concerned. But you can and I would actually suggest that perhaps even dedicating a few sessions just to the ancestral healing and work with that in particular.
Thank you. Thank you. It's nice to know you're on the right track.
You
know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. All right. Claire, do you have any other questions that pop up?
Not at the moment. It may depend on what other people may have to say, you know.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so if anybody else would like to come forward, and of course, also in the meantime, if a question pops up or you can think of a question, just raise your hand. I'm going to see it here, and then I'm going to just unmute you. And I think we have no written questions so far. Okay, so I see that Patricia has raised her hand. I'm going to unmute you, Patricia. And you should be able to hear and speak.
Hi, Anika. Thank you for hosting tonight. I can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Oh, hi. Hi, Patricia.
Hi. So you can't see us, but we can see you. Is that it? How this?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. Well, that's
yeah.
Fine. It would have been nice to see the others, but it's okay. We're
definitely good. Yeah. I will suggest it. I do like that format too, where, you know, we can see each other. This is a little bit different. It's a webinar format, yeah. So only the host can be seen.
Okay.
But I'm going to suggest it and see, you know, if perhaps we're going to switch over to a more, you know, to a Zoom meeting type.
Well, actually, I like this. Mm-hmm. I really do. I don't mind. I mean, it's kind of nice to see the others, but it's not essential. And I kind of like the simplicity of the screen just being on one person.
Right.
That's my feedback. But I was just curious what I just wanted to ascertain whether or not, you know, how it really worked. Anyway, I was a little disappointed in myself this week because I had a couple of run-ins with somebody. Apparently I offended them with something I said a couple of different times. They're in a very sensitive situation right now. They're going through mm-hmm. a lot. And I didn't mean to, you know, say anything that would, you know, make them upset, but it did a couple of different times. And I was so upset that I just couldn't go code right mm-hmm. then. It would have been during, I skipped my evening coding. I just was too upset to code. And I thought to myself, gee, I should probably code, but there was something in me, I just felt too upset to code.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what I was thinking, as if maybe I was thinking I needed to actually feel as bad as I did or something. Mm-hmm. It would have been maybe almost artificial to try and make the feelings go away or to address them so soon. I don't know. Do you have any input about coding when, you know, something has just happened and you're really upset?
Yeah.
Trying to address it right then. You know, the pros and cons of that.
Yes, yeah.
I guess what I also felt was that the energy was so great mm-hmm. in such a negative way that I kind of felt it wasn't going to help anyway.
Mm.
I really wasn't in the mood to focus on positive, you know, positive energies. That's terrible. It sounds terrible. But that's where I was.
No, not at all. Not at all. God bless you, Patricia. I absolutely understand. And well, the thing is, I personally think that's exactly what the code is for, you know, when we feel that distress, and especially when a situation like that comes up and we feel really upset, it's, you know, that, I mean, there's no, but the thing is what you, I think you mentioned something very important, you know, this is not for pushing those feelings away or artificially trying to be positive or, you know, forcing ourselves to be positive. That's not what it's about. It's really about allowing, you know, perhaps that upset to be there, first of all, and accept, you know, first of all, that's how you feel and that's okay. And even if you do a code and it may not go away immediately, at least there's, you know, it's going to start shifting. And it's not even, you know, it's not about doing a healing code and getting rid of that feeling. It's just about allowing, you know, yourself to perhaps enter a more, you know, of a healing space regarding that. And of course, you know, what you said is really valid, that perhaps you feel like, well, perhaps you just really want to process those feelings. And again, that's exactly what what the healing code is for as well, is to just process those feelings. But what came to mind actually for me when you started talking was just perhaps start with a simple prayer. God, I'm really upset right now. You know, this happened to me, and please help me feel, or give me, you know, send me your peace. Help me feel that, you know, your comfort, and help me to, you know, get over this or process this, whatever your wording may be in that particular moment. And then who knows, maybe you do feel more like giving the healing code a try in that moment. Yeah. But there's no situation and there's no feeling, let's say, too negative that we can't, you know, do the healing code on that. And again, it doesn't have to resolve after one session. Perhaps you just feel that you've acknowledged it and that's okay and that's enough. And, you know, it may take some time for you to get over that, but I'm not sure if that's helpful.
It is, but I just remembered another feeling I had about it, which kept me from coding, is that I felt kind of disconnected from God and kind of maybe even unworthy to turn to him in a way that I had, you know, I had incited this negative feeling from this individual. Yeah. And I thought, wow, what right do I have to, you know, ask God for help? All these things are very fleeting as thoughts. And, but it's like, I felt very disconnected from the sense of good, of spirit, you know? And so I felt, wow, I'm feeling this bummed out, this negative. Who am I to go to God right now? It kind of felt like that. So actually what I did the second time was that the second time I just watched an old movie. I just distracted myself by doing that.
Yeah.
Now, the second time wasn't as, it was a real surprise because the first time was so bad. And it happened one Saturday night in a phone conversation. And it was so bad that I was upset all day Sunday. I had a terrible day Sunday, just thinking about it and just not under, it came as a shock on Saturday night because I had never had this energy from this person before.
Right.
And so I was very distressed all day Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, I just felt it, and I felt it physically, and I even felt it physically when it happened again last night. I feel it in my forehead somehow. Yeah, really. I guess I don't know if I'm super sensitive or just, you know, very susceptible to this kind of thing. You know, I can't take a lot of stress or whatever. I don't know. But I did feel it intensely. But this time, last night, it was kind of more able to get over it, even though it was a surprise that it happened again, because I didn't think that what I was saying was really that, you know, worthy of inciting this kind of reaction. Either time, as a matter of fact, I'm pretty careful with what I say to people. I don't want to go around upsetting people. So it came as a surprise both times. The first time is a real shock. And the second time is, oh my God, what's going on? And then I realized I have to be very careful with this individual right now. He's going through a lot.
Yeah.
And I wasn't fully appreciative of how much, but now I am. So, I mean, I kind of got over it, you know, to the extent I could. But it's interesting, you know, how you relate to people, and, you know, you try and do your best, and then even your best isn't good enough. And So, yeah, I guess coding is always a good thing if you can muster up the inspiration to do it.
Right.
Yeah, and I did my coding this morning. I went back to normal with my coding in the day.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, one thought I wanted to share, because you mentioned that sense of, you know, not even being worthy, especially when you feel that negativity. And I think, you know, that could not be further from the truth. And you're always worthy to go to God. There's nothing that you could not bring before God. And I love what Dr. Alex says, is that, you know, that we, especially when we feel very, very negative, or just be honest about it and just acknowledge that first and foremost. And I love how he says that we can turn everything into prayer, even if we feel super negative, you know, and we can go to God and tell God exactly how we feel. And he understands every little sentiment that we have, even better than you do, even better. He knows exactly why you feel the way you feel. So there's no shame, and there's no, you're not unworthy before God. And especially in those moments, you know, it's coming to a loving father or mother and just bringing that hurt in front of God and allowing him to bring you healing and to bring you comfort. And so that's just a thought that I have, and I wanted to share with you so you don't feel that way, because I believe it could not be further from the truth.
I appreciate that. That's really good. Yeah, I do appreciate that, just knowing about, you know, that God knows, understands all the nuances of our feelings.
Yeah,
better than absolutely. We do, reasons for them, and even probably how to heal them.
Exactly.
God, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Patricia. I think Claire raised her hand while you were talking, so I'm not sure if she wanted to share something with you. I'm just going to unmute you, Claire.
Yes, Patricia, I think I know what's going on with that. A lot of people are in a very, very strange emotional place right now. They are taking offense at the most unexpected choices of words, and it's almost as if they're being programmed to attack us, and they don't even realize it. That's why it came as such a shock and a surprise to you on Saturday. The other thing that you have to remember is you're not responsible for that individual's feelings, Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
You're not. The only one who's responsible for their reactions is they themselves, okay? And for them to go off on you or say things like, you make me feel like such and such, well, they're lying to you and they're lying to themselves, because the only one who is really responsible for your feelings is you and God and how you wish to react to those. Now, you reacted to that onslaught at you with shock and dismay and hurt on Saturday, which is quite understandable. The person attacked you and you don't understand why. It doesn't matter why. As soon as that kind of thing happens, as soon as the opportunity presents itself, do the coding, do the healing codes right away. And you are always worthy of God's attention. Always, yeah. always. Part of what that onslaught did on Saturday is put you in a place where you gave away your own self-worth. And it was designed to do that. It was designed to do that. Don't allow it. You don't have to allow it. If that individual is going through such a hard time that you don't even know what to say to them anymore, don't talk to them. Pray for them. Pray for them very mightily, because God knows what to do for them more than you or I or anybody else. They're going through obviously a very hard time if they attacked you so badly like that. but I've been watching this stuff go on for a while now. People will start doing weird stuff like that. You'll be talking with someone that you've known for years and years and years, and you'll say something, and they'll just attack you out of the blue. And you're sitting there going, where did that come from? But it's happening, and it's very weird, and it's very strange. And the only other thing I can suggest is that you say a daily prayer for protection, because these are emotional onslaughts, and you do not have to suffer those slings and arrows. Ask God for protection, and He will give it to you, to where you never have to feel of such low self-worth that you're not even worth asking God for help or doing the coding or anything.
Well, thank you. Can I still be heard?
Yes. Yes, oh. We hear you. Yeah.
Thank you, Claire. The funny thing is, each person sees these things from their perspective.
Right.
And certainly I'm seeing it from my perspective, and I'm sure my friend did not see it from the perspective that he was attacking me at all. He felt attacked by the thing I said. So I was reacting, and actually Saturday night was not the night that I gave up on coding. That was yesterday when it happened. So Saturday night I did manage to do my nightly coding, but Sunday I was very distressed and worried all day Sunday, but then yesterday it happened in the evening again. And I had already been prepared, even though I wasn't expecting it again, because, I mean, I was just saying these innocuous things, and then again, they felt that I had been attacking them or invalidating them or whatever, and they let me know that. So it wasn't that they were really attacking me, per se, so I just wanted to clarify that. But I do hear what you're saying about this being a very reactive time in general right now. You know, people will fly off the handle over the slightest thing, including me. I feel a lot more stressed in the last, I don't know how long it's been, for a while, last few months or something. And I don't relate it to the pandemic at all. I felt particularly unaffected by it, to tell you the truth. I retired last year, and it was harder for me to try and work from a computer at home, but I was going to retire anyway. But I felt in a almost bizarrely untouched by the whole thing. But I went and did what you're supposed to. I wear a mask. I got my vaccines. I followed the protocols. I don't make a big deal out of it. But I noticed at the time, I sensed that a lot of people, they would talk about it all the time, and it just wasn't interesting to me. But maybe I'm reacting to the energies or something. I don't know, but I've noticed for quite a while, I am very high strung. I'm very, tense, and little things upset me. And that's how this person was with me. And he's actually going through a crisis. I don't have any real crises to speak of other than the exhaustion that I've been feeling. I guess that is somewhat of a crisis. I'm better from that, by the way. I think I may have mentioned it last week or the week before that I have this. Right. Anyway, I'm being more careful with my diet, and also I'm keeping the air conditioning on more, and it seems to be helping. And I actually even did go to a doctor, and he didn't have anything to add to that. The blood tests were normal, and he just said, well, if the diet is helping you and the air conditioning is helping, then do that. He did not have one more thing to offer, which I kind of suspected would be the case. But there have been times in the last few weeks when I've just been, on my back and with exhaustion, not able to do anything, just wiped out. And even worse than exhaustion, it's like this all encompassing, horrible feeling of just feeling awful. But, it is better, thank God. But that wasn't doing my nerves any good either. But you're right, Claire. There is something, I'm very on edge. Yeah. Anyway, well, thank you for your input. I appreciate it.
Try listening to soothing music that you like. Watch funny videos. Laughter is great medicine,
Yeah, absolutely.
And do some stretches and just take extra time for yourself and your self-care, and that will help take that feeling stressed out edge off. Mm-hmm. And that will help just in your everyday life as well as your interactions with people.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you both. And Claire, thank you so much for that, for mentioning the prayer of protection. I think that's really, really wonderful and important to remember, especially if you do feel like you, Patricia, you know, that perhaps there have been some incidents. And well, if you feel particularly vulnerable right now, I think that could be super, super helpful to just know that you're protected and to focus your attention also on that fact. And yeah, I think that's, thank you so much, Claire, for that. All right, so I'm gonna mute you ladies. And if you would like to, or if you have another question, of course, please raise your hand. Okay, one moment. All right, and all right, we have something from Jim. Jim left a message. He says, this is Jim, Lori's husband. Just an update. Lori's still in the hospital, experiencing a lot of anxiety, stress, and trauma. I wanted to express thanks to you, Patricia, and the rest of the Healing Codes community for your support. Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you, Jim, so much for the update. Sending so much love to Lori. We're praying for her. We will keep her in our coding as well. I will do that. And if any of the callers today feel inspired to keep Lori in your thoughts and prayers and codes, please do so. And thank you for reaching out. We're keeping her in our hearts and minds. And thank you. Thank you so much for checking in, Jim. All right. And Patricia, oh, I think you raised your hand again. I'm going to unmute you just quickly. We're almost at the top of the hour here.
Okay. I'm here.
Yes, Patricia, I think you had another question.
Yeah, I was just wondering if we could see the names of all the participants on the call, even though we don't see them on the video. Can we see who's on the call? Usually in a Zoom, you can at least see the names of the people.
Right. Well, again, like I said, this is a new format for me as well. So this is a webinar. I can see all the names here, but
yeah, we can't. I can't. I don't know what to press.
Okay. Well, I'm going to see if I can find some info on that. And I don't know if there's a way for you also to see the names, but I'm going to check on that.
And again, I also wanted to acknowledge Jim and Lori, and I have been including her still in my coding process.
Wonderful.
Thinking of her every day.
Thank you for that. Thank you. All right. So I would say last opportunity, if anybody has a question or comments, then please make yourself seen or heard here. I just lowered your hand, Patricia, so I think that was it, but if you have another question, of course, feel free to raise it again. And I'm keeping an eye, of course, here in our Q&A chat box. All right, so well, it seems that we have no more questions at this point. So thank you, everybody, for your presence, for your love, for being here, and also for participating just in our Q&A and the Healing Code. I know, you know, we're all kind of working on our own things, but you should not underestimate how powerful it is to come together as a group and to, well, share our love with those in the group as well, and to open yourselves to receiving that healing energy as well. So thank you for being a part of this. And We're going to be here again next week at the same time, so at 8:30. That's going to be June the 17th, Thursday. It's each Thursday. And I am looking forward to seeing you then. Wishing everybody a blessed and wonderful evening and rest of the week. And God bless you, each and every one of you. Bye-bye.